Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I want to talk about when technology screwed you over.
Yeah, tech sucks.
Steve is only screaming that because that's a long story.
It is.
Here's the quick version of the story.
What?
Steve will come to the radio station to print his tax documents. He doesn't want everyone in the world to see all his tax documents. So he comes here when no one else is around, when all the salespeople are gone, and tries to print it to a printer, and then it doesn't work. But what he knows is that printer is holding it in its queue.
Right, and I can't leave because then the next person that prints something will see all my
stuff. Once they fix the printer, as you don't know how to do, your documents will come out first
for everyone to see. And so I'm screwed. And dude, I am not exaggerating. This happens to me here every year. That printer will never fail until I print my tax
stuff. You can write the letter A in the middle of a Word document and just print it for no reason. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. It'll print flawlessly 100 out of 100 times.
Perfect.
If you print anything with even the tiniest amount of personal information on it, it PC load letters out on
every time.
And I get a text from Steve. I'm in the Netherlands. Spelunking, and it's like, hey man, I know it's the weekend, but I'm at the station and it's PC load letter. Help me get stuff out of the printer. I'm like, wait, what?
I know. To the point you're just like,
Just so I told the way the tech screws him over even further, I was like, Steve, you go through all this toil, just go buy yourself a printer. They're like $50.
And I'm like, that's a great idea. It was perfect. I bought my printer. It's one of those Wi-Fi things.
That's the kind you need. You don't want to have to figure out your IP address and do all that stuff.
Oh, that's dumb.
Uh-huh.
So I entered the password and there's a code and stuff in there, and then it destroyed my entire...
Took down your whole wireless network.
It took everything out.
And as last I heard, pretty much all of your neighborhood went down. And I don't know how you pulled that off.
I don't either.
Just adding a printer to your network should never affect how your network itself works.
And somehow it just took everybody out.
It's you, bud.
Tech sucks!
Tech sucks! We got started thinking about this between Steve and this other woman. This Bulgarian woman was missing her husband. So she made him an erotic video.
Oh, this.
To send to him. And she went to DM it to him on one of his social media sites.
Yeah.
And she was rubbing her mommy parts. She wanted to put it on her husband's Facebook Messenger. She put it on the news feed of her Facebook page. She posted it, and 2,000 people viewed her. Now, the only people seeing her are not randoms. It's his coworkers, her coworkers, her 20-year-old son.
Dude, he was so mortified that he can't go home now.
Yeah, technology screwed them over in a way that now everyone's seen her naked.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Ugh, I know that happened to a family member. I thought it happened
to a family. Yeah, something like that happened to a family member of mine. Where they were trying to make a video for somebody and they put it on there.
Yeah.
What they did is they were in town and they tried to make a sexy video. And then they were in town and they also went to Casa Bonita. So then when they went to share, here's all the fun stuff I did, they just kind of swiped across all their photos that they had done. And they fat fingered across this video as well. So it was like, what a fun day in Colorado.
And then...
It wasn't just the Old West shots where you got the...
the sepia tones.
Yes, that's exactly the pictures that were surrounding it. Were the sepia tones and the shotguns and the stupid hats and the saloon doors
wanted
in the background.
Poster, yeah.
That! And then a totally naughty video. Does look like fun. Where's this Casa Bonita place? I'm heading there now. I don't care if the food sucks. One of the other stories we have is somebody went to their friend's house. They'd gone on a date with somebody and they went to their friend's house and decided to have the conversation about him. Like, hey, how's the date? Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Now, normally what would happen is that would be a butt dial and he heard the whole thing. Thankfully, they didn't butt dial.
Okay, that's good.
She did hold that little microphone button down inside your text messages where it's basically recording a voice memo. And I've done that before where I'm like done texting you and then I accidentally hit the button and it's recording everything I say, like I'm staying at the grocery store or whatever. When you're done, if you just hit the home button good enough, it's gone.
It takes it away.
She unfortunately saw it and got panicked and swiped up, which is an auto send.
I didn't know swiping up's an auto send.
Oh, yeah. So she had recorded her entire conversation.
The critique?
The critique of the entire date inside a voice memo.
And he heard it.
She sent it to him.
Oh, I didn't know any of that. So don't swipe. Okay, don't do it.
Don't swipe up.
Got it.
Another one. She wanted her husband to see that they were due for relations. You know, sometimes when you're busy and you got kids and he's got work stuff, you've got work stuff and nothing's going to work out. So you schedule it. You go like, tonight's your night. I'm going to give you the whatever. And you put it on his calendar. Well, she didn't put it on his personal calendar. She put it on his Outlook work calendar.
Oh, no.
Which is shared by his entire executive team and all the admins on his floor.
How'd that play out?
Unfortunately, she'd written down some of the details of the evening. So they're all like, hey, have fun tonight. Sounds like your wife's got some plans. All right. So what happened to you when technology screwed you over? Tell us your stories. Candy?
Yes.
Technology screws you over. Yeah,
I got a dog walker back in September, and I was rushed to my work to scan it and send it to my new boss. And I accidentally copied my current boss on the scan because his name was the last, like the most recent one.
Oh.
You.
So he knew I was accepting a job before.
Oh, yeah. That's.
So you signed the acceptance letter and then. Oh,
sent it
crap.
To your current boss. How'd that play out?
Oh.
Well, it really sucked because they were offering severance packages.
Oh!
So, bump, bump, bump.
Oh, Candy.
That's not great.
That hurt.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Sorry, you're fired now. You can go. Thank you for the call, Candy. Look, another Candy. Candy?
Yeah.
Tech screwed you over. What happened to you? Oh, by the way, you are disguised, and clearly Candy's not your voice, so or your name. What's your tech screwed you over story?
Oh, this is embarrassing. So I was supposed to be traveling for my anniversary with my husband, and I decided to order some lingerie on Amazon, which might not have been the wisest decision to begin with. But what I didn't know was that my husband had ordered something, like the last order basically before mine was my husband ordering something that he was sending to his parents' house.
I just ordered
the lingerie, did not check the settings for the address because it's always set on our address.
Yes.
And it ends up, my lingerie gets to his parents' house. It's sent there.
Yeah.
Mm. So your husband's got a little brother on the way now, or?
Okay.
My father-in-law opened it, and there was a note in it there was a little tag on it that said, can't wait to wear this for you. I wrote to my husband.
Was it normal, just kind of like a camisole kind of lingerie, or was it like filthy, dirty, awful lingerie kind of?
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
It was like garters and the whole, you know, I mean, it was what he wanted, you know, it was fun.
His mom's wearing it now.
Yeah. And daddy's picture of you in it, really. Candy, that's awful. You always check your Amazon one-click settings.
Well, so get this, though. My father-in-law thought that it was his wife and that she was cheating on him. He thought that it was my wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, so it didn't just screw you over.
No.
This is the ripples go deeper on this.
Ouch.
Oh, it was bad. I had to finally be the one to step in. I had to fess up, and then I had to tell my mother and my father-in-law, no, this is my lingerie, and tell them what happened. It was awful.
That's fun.
That's tech screwing you over. Thank you, Candy. Michaela.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So actually, tech has not screwed me over recently, but my mother has so many technology incidents that she's coined the term accidentally Amish.
I'm going to start employing that.
That is pretty much Steve. So she just keeps screwing stuff up.
I was listening to all those printer issues.
That's, dude, that is you.
That is me.
You bring a printer home, but you take 2 seconds to set it up.
Yeah, it was the router's fault.
40 Modem. Minutes later, he's churning butter in the other room.
His motherboard's fault.
Dude, I really... Thank you for the call, by the way. Someday, I need you to explain in small words how the hell you did what you did. Because there are foreign governments who want to take us out who wouldn't know how to do what you did to your own damn printer. He brings a printer in and shuts down CenturyLink. He's on the grid, people! Melissa?
Yai.
Tech screwed you over.
Well, it was actually me that screwed me over, but tech was involved.
Okay.
So I was working for a Fortune 500 company, and I kept a phone log of all of the employees. This is the international headquarters of a big, big business. So I had a manager who was, he was a creeper. He was a total creeper. But I was trying to figure out, like, he would show up in my office at random times for no reason. So I started tracking it on the end of an Excel spreadsheet that just happened to be the phone list for the whole company. So I accidentally updated the list, sent it to all the VPs, and I get a call right away from one of them saying, I don't think you meant to send that whole spreadsheet.
No.
Up getting fired. I got a call the next day saying, what did you intend to do with this? How did it go to the whole company? I'm like, dude, I was just trying to make sure I wasn't being a jerk, you know, that I wasn't being overly sensitive.
No.
And he got fired. He lost his job that day.
Yeah,
you screwed a few people over with that one. Thank you, Melissa. We got a little more VD here.
Oh.
Candy?
Yai.
You're disguised. What's your tech screwed you over?
Well, this actually just happened last week, but the HR guy at my work accidentally sent a spreadsheet with the entire company's salary to the entire company. So everyone knows each other's salaries now.
Oh, whoa. How'd that play out?
Did he get fired?
Right.
He did get fired.
Well, everyone knew how much he's out now. Because he's.
We know your severance, bro.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.